Hey there, sleepyhead. Sorry I scared you, but I need to talk to you about something. How did I get in? Do you remember when you gave me a key and told me to go ahead and wait for you at your house when you were returning some books? Well, before arriving at your house, I ordered a copy. No, I don't think that's weird. You're my best friend. I should have a copy just in case. Anyway, listen to me. I need to talk to you about something important. No, it can't wait until tomorrow. I'm already here, and I can't wait. No, wait, stay still, okay? I'll explain everything, but stay still. No, don't move. I said I'll explain everything, so just... stay still. When did I get so strong? That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But for that to happen, you need to calm down. Thanks. Now, remember I told you I was going out with a couple of friends a few weeks ago? Yeah, I asked you if you wanted to come, but you preferred to stay home. Probably reading one of those video game novels of yours. You can be such a nerd sometimes. Anyway, we were in this bar, you know, the one near the forest. Forest one. Yeah, that one. So this band was playing that night. And after a couple of songs, one of the guys in the band started flirting with me. He even invited me for a drink, which I ended up accepting, because I honestly didn't have a lot of money, and a free drink is always welcome. But don't think for a second that I was interested in him. I was planning to leave after a while. But I guess things didn't turn out so well. He must have put something in my drink. I passed out, and when I woke up, I was in the middle of the forest. I was gagged and tied up, and those assholes from the band were surrounding me. The one who offered me the drink was holding a knife, and the others were holding candles. He told me he needed me, that succeeding as a musician isn't easy, and that they wanted to make a trade with something. My life for a future contract. I don't remember much after that. Just that I was stabbed, but didn't die. When I came to my senses, I felt dizzy and hungry. They were dead, all of them. And it seemed like something had devoured them. I know I've been distant these last days, but I was trying to deal with this. I'm sorry for not going to our study sessions. You look pale. Are you all right? Oh, my eyes. Yeah, they're crazy, right? After that night, I guess I changed a bit. Oh, watch this. You see it? Sorry, I didn't see to scare you. But did you see how sharp my teeth are? And did you see my tongue? It's so long and flexible now. And they're small. For example, don't you notice something different about me? Yeah, besides the terrifying eyes, the sharp teeth, the long tongue, and their unusual strength. But don't I look prettier than before? My skin is smoother, and my body's more toned, and I feel better than ever. The thing is, to keep all of this... keep me alive. I need to eat human flesh. From young men, to be precise. I know it sounds horrible. And I know you probably see me as a monster right now. But I promise, I'm still your best friend. I can hear your heart. It's beating so fast. I know you're afraid. Please don't be. I swear, I'll never hurt you. How could I? I love you too much to do that. You heard me. I love you. You were always so kind to me. Helping with me with my studies. Always making me feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. You drive me crazy. You look so adorable when your face is buried in a book. And every time you look up when you notice me, my heart skips a beat. I'm sorry. I can't hold back anymore. I need you. You smell so nice. You look so tasty. I was planning to wait until you noticed my feelings. But I'm gonna stop holding myself back now. This is your taste. It's irresistible. I love the face you're making right now. You're so red and you look so flustered. Gosh, you're so hot for me. I wonder why that's so big. Did feeling my long tongue exploring your mouth turn you on? I want to see it. You poor thing. You're leaking already. Oh, the tip's gone all slimy. Your cock's throbbing so much. Does this feel good? I don't want you to come. Not yet. I want you to hold it. Coming after holding it feels the best. You were just about to come, weren't you? Not yet. Are you coming? Are you gonna shoot now? Come on. Get those balls working, babe. Go right ahead and come. Enjoy the feeling of spurting you come out. Oh, you came. It was so good. So tasty. You let out a lot of thick stuff, didn't you? Like I told you, it feels better when you hold it. I'm sorry, I can't bear it anymore. And he has to melt down together. Let's both enjoy ourselves without holding back. It's in. Finally, your cock finally fitting all the way inside. I'm so happy. I've always wanted to do this with you. Your cock feels so good. I can directly feel you getting bigger inside of me. It's making me tingle so much. Does it feel that good inside me? Oh, I love you so much. I want us to be together no matter what. I'll always be next to you. So please, be mine, babe. I know I said I'll never hurt you, but I needed to bite you, to claim you. Now you're mine, mine forever. I can't stop. This feels so good. I love that face. Show it to me from up close. Let me see all those faces of yours. I can tell that you're throbbing so much inside me. Are you about to come? Let's come at the same time. I love you. I love you so much. Shoot a whole lot inside me. Fill me up deep inside with your stuff. filling up my womb. I'm overflowing with your cum. I was so desperate for this. It's so hot. I'm never letting you go, babe. We're gonna be together. Forever. Don't worry. I'll make sure that I take good care of you.